Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Death in the Dark. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In December 1976, crew members from the TV show The $6 Million Man were shooting an episode at the Pike Amusement Park in Long Beach, California, local. And Steve Austin, who played the $6 Million Man, was riding one of the rides. It was like a spooky, scary ride called Laugh in the Dark, L-A-F-F. It'd be, you know, ghost and scary stuff, like a haunted ride.
But it had laugh in the title, too.
Very misleading. Crew was setting things up and making it scary. One of the employees, they found a mannequin. They're like, let me move this over here. And the arm broke off. So he's holding it and he's looking at it and he says, "This looks real." Skin and probably still some tendons.
Snapped off.
Snapped off.
Oh, God.
And you got to imagine things might be a little more realistic now, or, you know, people put a lot into haunted rides and such. But, you know, in 1976, Pike's Amusement Park, which is on its last days, you know, they're going to have mannequins and they're just going to dress them up or whatever. But this crew member was holding a actual human arm.
Oh, my God.
From somebody who died in 1911.
What?
The story of this essentially mummy goes back to 1911, and Pike's Amusement Park wasn't its first stop.
Oh, my God.
It then ended up on an episode of Sex and the City.
Okay, that's good. Thank God.
The corpse was Elmer McCurdy, an outlaw who died in a gunfight with police 65 years before that.
It's like you're just hitting me with waves, and I'm trying to process it all as you're telling it to me, and I can't.
He was a train robber, and he robbed a train near Okesa, Oklahoma, stole $46, two jugs of whiskey, and then he was holed up in a barnyard at the Kansas border. Police found him and killed him in a shootout. Classic. Classic.
Okay. Yeah. Western
train robbery,
stock, turn of the century, outlaw shit.
McCurdy's body was taken to a funeral home in Pawhuxa. No one claimed it. The undertaker embalmed it and allowed visitors to view the corpse if they placed a nickel in the mouth.
In the mouth of the corpse?
When people say, what is the life before the internet? That was this.
Can you put it in a box next to the corpse? Do you have to put it in the mouth of the embalmed outlaw's body?
They only had TikTok. They would not have to worry about this kind of stuff.
This is disturbing. Me imagining it is disturbing. Living it. But also, I think that, like, at that time, people had a much more morbid sense of entertainment than they do now. You can fight me on that. I think it's true.
I don't think funeral homes and undertakers and such, there's been, you know, things, scandalous things that have happened, and people have, you know, had their ethics have been questionable in this business. Not, I would say, by and large, I'm not familiar with it, but things that have happened, you know, heard, there's definitely stories about them just dumping bodies and not spending the money to incinerate them or whatever the case may be, cutting corners and such. But this one is just out there because this undertaker did this for 5 years.
Amazing. How many nickels do you think are in that corpse's mouth?
I'm sure he takes them out and spends it on.
He just keep them. It just gets loaded up with nickels, like a grotesque piggy bank that is a man.
And you get changed. You get changed back if you put in a dollar.
You have to dig through the mouth to get your own change back.
Yeah.
Great.
For the next 60 years, this mummy, I guess it's a mummy at this point, technically, carnivals, wax museums, haunted houses. It's not its final form, but its last stop on the tour was the Pike in Long Beach. And the legend of the outlaw McCurdy was forgotten. Nobody was keeping up with this.
Sure. Now it's more morbid attraction than it has any history or humanoid sense.
And people are not going to assume, and why would you assume, that a body from 1911 would be in this, an actual haunted house, and an actual, it wasn't just a roadside attraction. It was an actual very functioning, the amusement park closed down in 1979. Probably was on its way out anyway, you know. Disneyland is there, and there's other options, and things just are not made to last. It gets weirder after this little break. Obviously, you got a big production there. They're like, hey, I'm holding this mummy's arm. You know, thankfully to the production of the $6 million man, they actually got his body to its actual resting place.
That's beautiful.
So he had to be identified because they didn't know who he was. So he was able to be identified, and they sent the body to Summit View Cemetery in Guthrie, Oklahoma. McCurdy's grave is marked by a stone that lists his death as 1911 and burial date is 1977. And they actually like encased it in concrete so it wouldn't end up somewhere else.
You gotta keep an eye on that body, because that body is wily. You know, it could be on the Matterhorn next. You know, is it at a water park? We don't know where it's going. But I also, can you imagine seeing, like, maybe you've got like a Google alert on your last name, and you see a Google alert come up with your last name, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. Like, my state, my last name. And you realize that like your great great uncle was essentially like a roadside prop for 60 years and is finally like in a grave. Like, what a strange thing for this person, this guy's family to figure out after the fact.
This is what is engraved on the grave. Elmer McCurdy, shot by Sheriff's Posse in Osage Hills on October 7th, 1911, returned to Guthrie, Okla, from Los Angeles County, California, for burial April 22nd, 1977. It's got to be the oddest.
So weird. So weird. And then imagine being the, I think about all the players in this, the people who, relatives, the people who found the and snapped off the arm, the people who had to transport this body back. Also, Long Beach is not LA County. So what is this, like a Tinder date? Like, it's very, the body is going from Hollywood back to Oklahoma. Not so much.
They're trying to say he had a 323 phone number.
Come on, we see you.